welcome everybody to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Season 2, Episode 32. My name is Joshua Byers, and today we are going to talk about re-energizing your students to make it to the end of the year. This time is getting hard, we're so close, but yet so far, and testing in between, and there's just a lot. So want to just offer some ways to hopefully get yourself motivated and get your students motivated to finish out strong. A little bit about myself. I am currently a kindergarten teacher at Smithfield Elementary. Been teaching there for about 2.5 years, and we have been doing personalized learning. This is our first full year as a school, so hopefully can help out. So today's topic, we're going to talk about getting energized, the so what and what's the point. I'll mention a little bit about flexible seating. I'll mention a little bit about pathways and playlists, a little bit about a goal setting meeting, and then I'll wrap it up. So let's get started. The big point, so what's the point? Making it this far in the year is really an amazing thing. Your students have been working hard, you've been working hard, your students have been growing. They're excited to show you that growth. So, you know, how do we keep them going? How do we keep that strong? You know, I know my students have been doing some wonderful things and are getting excited for the end of the year, but they're also starting to kind of get done with some of the procedures that we have in place that are working. But when you just do such as sight words, when you do the same things just with new sight words, the students start to lose interest. So today I want to talk about some of those ways that I have amped up personalized learning to regain the students' focus, to get them excited again, and to build that motivation through the end of the year. So one of the big ways that I've done this is through changing up flexible seating. My biggest example that I have is that I recently put up a camping tent in my room for my students. I had this up last year for my previous students, but I didn't start with this in the beginning of the year because it is, when you're in kindergarten, it's a cool thing, and it can be easily distracting. So I wait till mid-year until that we have classroom procedures down, then I bring it in. I throw some pillows in there, I throw a sleeping bag in there, I make it a nice little working cozy corner. I hang some lights up on the inside, so every Friday we turn the classroom lights off, I turn those lights on, the lights on around the room, and we have what we call reading under the stars. The biggest benefit to this is it's super simple. I just put it up. I have to maybe, you know, move some furniture around, but the benefit is the kids get working again. They get excited. The other big benefit is that we can rediscuss classroom procedures to incorporate the tent. You know, so especially for kindergarten or for really any grade, it's nice to revisit procedures and expectations of the classroom, but then this way, without boring them of going back through it all again, I bring in that tent. So now we're talking about the tent, but we're really reviewing all the expectations and how to work. So not that everyone has to do a tent, but some great resources for flexible seating are really whatever you can think of or whatever you can find online. You know, if you find an old park bench at a garage sale, or if you have an old beanbag from your kids at home. I've seen teachers use bed sheets to make a teepee for a little reading corner. You know, it's really just whatever you can use. You can make an Amazon wish list and you can send it to your parents at the beginning of the year or mid-year for holiday gifts or for your birthday gifts or whatever you want to do. If they're willing to help you out, utilize that. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be fancy seats all the time. It's just got to be different things. Another great thing to do is pathways. And changing them up towards the end of the year. I don't start with pathways and playlists in the very beginning with kindergarten students because I really want to focus on getting them classroom procedures done and getting them used to a classroom and that thing. But I know that some teachers do. So it's maybe changing the layout or adding in different activities, or if you have a set of four things they have to do in the beginning, maybe you give them, you know, two and then more choices, or you know, I think just changing that structure is what's going to give them that fresh outlook on it and really get them energized and focused. For example, mine is sight words, and really phonics time in general. So what I did is I have my main phonics rotations that I want them to do I've created a choice. Then I created 5 different choices for sight word time and 5 different choices for phonics games. This way they do, there's 3 different sections. They do one from each section every day. And then as the week goes on, you know, you have 5 choices on Monday, but then on Friday you only have 1 choice left. So I know that they're hitting all of the areas that I want them to hit, but the choice is going to them and the expectation and time management is going to them. So they're really in control of that. And my students are loving it. They're realizing that to them it's a lot of independent work time, so they're knowing that they're in control of it, that they're in control of what their choice is or how they act. You know, for kindergarten students, I start with a timer in the beginning to give them a sense and a feel for what, you know, 10 minutes might be like within that time frame. But then as time goes on, I take that away. So again, then it's really up to them to control how much time they want to spend and to reflect on their work time to say, okay, have I spent time in this enough? Have I been in here too long? Was I not enough? And then it really kind of puts it back on them. But again, the big thing is it just gives them that ownership and that energy to like, look, it's new choices, you know, and it's something new to do. A great resource for this would be to go to CMS website, pl.cmslearns.org/ppp/. It has great examples that have already been created that you can look at. It also has resources for how to create them. So the last thing I want to talk about is goal setting. Goal meetings are another great resource to allow the students to reflect on their actions, and to establish their own work style. I start goal meetings in the very beginning of the year, again with kindergarten, very teacher-led, to get them to understand what are we looking for, what are we trying to implement. And then as time goes on, I start letting the kids do it. They start to establish their own goals for what do they want to work on that day. Is it that as a class they want to use better time management to make sure? Is it that as a class they know that they're not focusing very well and they want to reestablish that focus, to regain that focus? Is it that they want to help the teacher more? Is it that they want to finish their pathways faster and make sure that they're really focused on that? So it has nothing to do with content for goal in this piece. It's for my kindergarten students, it's just about the work time, you know, because there's still content that I want to get. Now, bringing goal setting and pathways and playlists together, that's where you get that student-driven data that shows what do the students need to work on. You know, is their goal to be through addition and subtraction for, you know, kindergarten students by the end of April? Or is it to be finished with all of shapes in 2 weeks and mastered it in those 2 weeks? You know, so that's where a lot of student conferencing comes in, to bridge those two gaps. So that's why you got to watch that, because it's hard for goal setting as an entire class to talk about the content, whereas the goal setting and the pathways and playlists is more of a one-on-one student driven, hence the personalized learning approach. So hopefully this would help. I found the best resource for this is just to watch a class. It's, you know, if you have someone in your class or if you heard about somebody in a different school who's doing this really well, see if you can watch it. It's hard to watch it online. I mean, it still works and it gets the point across, but I found through my learning as I go watch someone else in my school do it and say, okay, here's the outcome, here's what I want my kids to do, then I work backwards as to how do I want to start this, where do I want to go. You know, so if you can, and I know it's hard to get coverage to go see it, but if you can work it out with your administration to make this happen, it would just be amazing. And really, that kind of works for anything. That goes with the flexible seating category too. If you can go view some classrooms to see different flexible seating aspects, if you can look at different pathways and playlists, whether online or different teachers that are doing it within your school, or again, different schools, you know, just reach out to your administration and be like, hey, this is what I want to try to do. Do you have any help for me? And see where to go. Just asking is the best way. If you try to look it up on your own, you get confused. Asking and getting clarification is the best way. So now that I've rambled on for a while, I invite you to re-energize your classroom through environmental changes. different instructional choices, again, through pathways and playlists or different goal setting meetings, whatever that looks like for your classroom, really depending on your grade level. Other ways is adding some music too to your work environment. When my kids get working, as long as they started working and they're working well, I add some music and that, you know, brings it in. Change up your greeting when they walk in. You know, I lowered a table for flexible seating. I raised a table for flexible seating. I brought, you know, not everyone wants to bring in a tent, but that can just spur that really you can bring anything to your classroom as long as it's going to be safe for the students and as long as it's intriguing to them, as long as it's going to get them excited. So whatever you change, as long as you get excited about it, they're going to get excited about it. And that's the biggest takeaway. For you to get your energy and your groove back as a teacher, that will transfer to the students to get their energy and get their groove back to finish out the year. So, all right. Thank you for listening to the CMS Teacher Voice this week. And we look forward to learning more with you next week.